Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Furt Show.
Well, they are back. Hello, boys.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Joel?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
How are you, Trey?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. How are you? Happy New Year.
To you,
Happy
too.
Happy New Year as well.
You seem very cheery today.
I am cheery
today.
We have to be cheery. It's a new year.
Are you engaged?
Is it because you're in love?
I am not engaged yet.
You got a week and a half, so you're all right.
I've got 13 days, so we've got plenty of time. We're going to crack down here pretty soon.
Right, let's just reset this here real quick. Let's reset this real quick. This was Joel's idea, the best friend's idea. And each and every year, Trey's complaining that he doesn't have a woman and he's not married. So the best friend, Joel, got proactive. And tell him what the plan was.
I've done everything I can, Bert. My friend's a loser.
You don't have a lot to work with.
You and I have had this conversation. You know, we do stupid stuff all the time. So I came to Trey and was like, all right, you know what? We're going to try something else this year. Every year he's come to me and said, I'm getting married. So I got a little bit proactive, sent out some save-the-date information, reserved some hotel rooms. And then
put a deposit down on those rooms?
I put a deposit down on Trey and I and one of our other buddies' rooms. So
so the two of you will get married if nobody else shows up? Exactly.
Which room's the honeymoon going to be in? We decided.
The one with the heart-shaped tub.
Love it.
But no, we basically kind of put a little bit of meat behind a challenge to Trey and said, hey, you know what? You're going to have to get married January 17, 2009. And so I threw the challenge out to him. He said, all right, let's do that. That sounds fun. And so then as the story goes, we brought it to you and mm-hmm. you decided that maybe this could get a little bit more steam behind it if we did on the radio. And then it helped. He got a lot of dates out of it. And then he's a complete loser and won't follow through with it.
Now, we got it. We did. We got a ton of emails.
Yeah, you.
Yes.
And we set you up.
Mm-hmm. Had your mom in here.
Had your mom in here and everything. Had them all lined up.
And you know, I want to tell Joel exactly what I told him last year. I'm getting married next year. So, I mean, that's... let's not question the facts here. You know, like I told him last year, I'll get married next year. So everything's fine.
So it doesn't look like it's going to happen now in Vegas.
Well, it doesn't look like it's going to happen, but we've learned something. I'm not ruling it out. I still have a flight reserved on my SkyMiles, which, you know, if anybody with SkyMiles, you can cancel that. But I'm telling people that I'm not completely ruling it out because I've got some things going on in my head. But I'm not in love right now.
Are you?
What, Wendy?
Tell them what you told me this morning, Trey. What are your thoughts on marriage?
Since I've started this, every human being I've met in a public setting has given me their opinion on marriage.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be fun.
Oh, literally every conversation I've been in, from relatives to the people that I meet through work and in the bars, people find out I'm doing this and they heard about me on the Burt Show. So they tell me what they think about marriage. So to be completely honest, I'm a little jaded about the whole concept of marriage.
So they're not endorsing marriage. What they're saying is be sure you know what you're doing here because it's not a great institution.
Save yourself, fool.
Yeah, it's amazing the amount of people that are unhappy right now in their marriage.
That's great.
Trey's just a commitment phobe. He's going to be like George Clooney. You're not going to ever be
me.
I know.
Here's the thing. How old are you now, Trey?
I am 26.
How old are you now, Trey?
I am 35.
Okay. Here's the thing, and it's sort of, I think that there's this misconception, like if you're 32, 33, 34, 35, 40, 42 or whatever, and you're not married, all of a sudden you're thinking, okay, maybe I'm doing something wrong here. Well, the truth is maybe you just haven't found the right person yet. Maybe there's nothing wrong with you at all.
Maybe. Well,
people's cases, yeah. Maybe there's nothing wrong with them, and they just haven't found the right person yet. So why does it have to be that there's something wrong with you?
I agree. And the interesting thing is if, you know, we did this whole piece in the South, which is more everybody's got to be married when they're 21. You know, if we did this in New York City or in L.A., I guarantee it. Well, L.A. would be a little weird, but New York or up north, we probably would have had a different result. Because like you're saying, people do expect, you know, one of my thoughts going into this thing was I'll get married because if I get married and divorced and then I'm 40, 41, 45 with a divorce, I look less like a psycho than I do if I'm 40, 45, and have never been married.
That is true. I think that is true. Don't you guys agree with
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely.
Barely, but yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. If you're a man who's in your mid-40s or near 50 and you've never been married, a woman's going to look at you. I mean, everybody's trying to be nice, but right. Yeah, women will judge you for that.
And it goes with women also. If you've never been married and you're in your late 30s or early 40s, guys are thinking, well, there's got to be a reason for that. But mm-hmm. if you've tried it once and you failed, all of a sudden you have more credibility?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make any sense. So you said you have some things floating around. So the possibility is sort of there. It sounds pretty slim.
Right.
But is there at least one woman that you would seriously, like if a gun was to your head right now, is there one of the women that you're dating right now you'd say, you know what, I think I can make it work?
I there's a couple of people I could marry, I'm pretty sure, that would do
it. Would they marry you?
Yes, they would do it.
Yeah. I'm just laughing.
There's a bold statement right there.
This is my gut feeling. It could be completely wrong, but if it came down to it and there was a gun to my head, I think I could get a couple of people to say
take
yes.
A woman out the
if I got him drunk, I could make it work.
Wendy, you haven't bought into this since day one. You said since day one he was never going
to
get married.
I just don't think Trey can commit to anybody. Even if you like somebody, I don't think you could commit for like even 2 months.
Why do you think that?
Have you committed to anybody in 2 months in a year?
No.
See?
But still, I've been dating lots of people in this period of time that you've kind of seen me operate.
Have you ever been in a long-term relationship?
I have. I have been in a three-year relationship.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
That ended awfully. And then I've been in a... No, it didn't
And then how long have you and Joel been dating?
Joel and I have been together for about 2 years now, off and on.
Do you guys
on.
Need to break up in order to find a girl?
I haven't had any trouble.
Is this
that's true.
Speaking of marriage,
I was gonna say, has this gotten you any closer to?
I mean, to tag on what Trey's saying, you know, this has gotten lots of reasons not to after all this.
Now, what are you hearing? Like, I'm curious. First of all, half the guys coming up to you, I'm assuming, is when you're either doing gigs in bars or you're at bars, so they're hammered, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
So the guys that are approaching you that are married in bars, what are they telling you about marriage?
What's the
thing that scares you the most? A couple of things.
The guys are just like, you're crazy, and that's it. That's the end of the conversation. The girls, however, want to have the 30-minute to an hour conversation about exactly how they feel about marriage and this and that. And what I've found is... Everybody or a lot of people are together in their marriage just for the kids, which is, you know, I guess this is people that have been married for a while. And it's just kind of depressing, actually. You know, it's like people aren't in for each other. They're in for the kids or they're getting out or they're cheating or it's just unbelievable what's going on out there.
Hmm. Well, this is taking a happy turn.
No, I mean, it's taking an honest turn. Hmm. I mean, I think I saw a survey a couple of weeks ago. That was done with people that were married over 7 years and asked them if they would marry the same person over again. And 75% of the respondents said, no way.
I believe
wow.
that.
After 7 years of marriage. So,
and 20% of the remaining ones were scared that their significant other was going to find out about the survey. So they lied.
But, you know, it's true. It's like I said, I've been bombarded by people that want to talk about marriage and what they think. And it's not a positive thing. Maybe I'm in the wrong place. I don't know. It's weird out there.
Good morning, Arlene. You're on Q100.
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment about you saying if you're in your 40s and you're a woman, you've never been married, people look at you. I'm sure that's true, but I'm 43 and I've never been married, and I'm happy by myself.
Cool.
I'd rather be alone than with a horrible relationship.
I could not agree more.
I think
there are so many people that are with somebody for the wrong reasons than to be by yourself for the right.
I know plenty of them that got married for the wrong reasons, and I would never want to do something like that. So I think I'm better off.
Well, no, I don't think anybody's questioning Mm-mm. the happiness of the person who chose to stay single. I think the reality of it is there's a stigma attached to that. So while you're completely happy, everyone thinks you're a spinster.
Spinster.
I wonder if there's Spinster. Anybody that's single, like in their late 30s, early 40s, that lies to other people, that has been single their whole life and lies and said, yeah, I've been divorced.
I'm sure. Depends. It depends. And I think that people who are single, like we talk about it, but I think if anybody in your circles were in their 40s and never been married and were single, friends are the first ones to try to hook you up with somebody. Are you, oh, I got somebody you need to meet. And, you know, and people just don't want to be, I don't know, coupled if they've chosen not to be. So
how many actual dates have you gone on in this whole process? Because we're talking about 4 or 5 months now. So how many dates are we talking about?
Probably two. Two dates.
Two I've dates.
Got, yeah.
So you've really committed.
We've got 6 emails, and we went on 2 dates. It was awesome.
Right.
No, I went on probably, I personally met probably 25 people. And to be honest, it was a little overwhelming when we started on the radio. You know, I was getting bombarded by emails. So it was hard to meet these people. Plus, every single one of these dates was a blind date.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, those can be brutal. Like I've said on the radio before. So it just got kind of taxing and depressive, actually. So I didn't go on as many as I could have. I kind of became a recluse a little bit, I think, and towards the end. And, you know, it's just you go on one of these and you meet and then you talk for an hour. And it's interesting to talk to the person for 20, 30 minutes. But then it just drags and drags and do that over and over and over. It's kind of brutal.
So what the Bird Show's involvement has done to you has made you one of those contracts who don't leave their house and also has soured you toward the future of a life with one person.
Well, here's really what we've done here. If you're listening over the last couple of months, there is no alternative. Because what you're saying is all your married friends are telling you marriage sucks. Yeah. And you've been dating all these women for the last couple of months. And the single life sucks, too. So
I like the single life. You know, I don't have I enjoy my place right now. But
if Joel would just get off my back.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But the girl, it's interesting. A lot of the people that contacted me, and you guys know this from the early days, were very dependent individuals. You know, I had a lot of people that I showed you some emails where, hey, I'll marry you. You know, oh, okay, kind of weird. So some of the girls that I met and that I was attracted to, and you know, we kind of meshed a little bit. After the second or third date, I could see these dependency issues. You know, we find out about the past and where they're coming from, and it was like they just want to be married. That is their whole goal. So then I was thinking, you know, are they really into me, or are they just into this whole concept, which is kind of bad news. So that ruined me a little bit too.
It's just a little bit like Kimberly, who we've been talking to the last couple of weeks also. She just wants to be married so badly. It's just stuck in her head, man.
But they probably felt they were safe here because you set a date for the church and didn't even know anybody to marry. Mm-hmm. So it's like, funny to hear you say that, well, they just wanted the concept of getting married and wanted to get married. So I think for them, they probably felt safe with you because you were doing the same thing.
Right.
Yeah, Mary's going to put this one squarely on you. Hey, Mary, you're on Q100.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, thanks. You know, I've been listening to the Bert Show for years, and I thought it was really cute when Trey came on and was talking about getting married. I thought it was very sweet. And I've actually loved to be in a relationship, and I have been married before, and I'm looking for that right person. And, I didn't want to email because I thought, gosh, if he wants to get married that badly, you know, it was kind of like, I bet the people that are going to contact him are the ones that are so desperate to get married. I mean, they're not anybody you would really want to be in a relationship with anyway. So that kind of turned me off. And, you know, I thought, why waste my time?
So what are you saying? It was just it's a desperate concept and only desperate people would participate in it?
I wouldn't say it's necessarily a desperate concept or desperate people would only participate in it. I just thought, like, well, if he's really set on getting married, then he's so much more likely to make the wrong decision in the first place, and why would I want to be involved in somebody who was, you know, possibly going to be somebody who would make a bad decision and include me in it, and then maybe I would get clouded, and, you know, I think everybody's made bad decisions, and I'm at the point in my life where I just don't want to make a bad decision or a wrong choice again. Therefore, I try not to get too involved in relationships that, you know, have preconceived notions of the way things should be.
What are you doing on January 17th?
What are you getting out of that, Trey?
It's interesting. She said that I agree with her that half the people that contacted me were desperate, you know, or not desperate, but really wanted to be married. But the other half were competitive, I found. You know, literally, the girls were like, I have to win this thing, regardless of what it is.
It's like The Bachelor.
And people were telling me, they're like, girls are competitive, and they'll do this just to compete with other girls. And I didn't believe it, but it did show a little bit.
Is there anyone, any girl who cried around you within 7 days of meeting you?
I don't think we had any criers. We had a couple of clingers.
Okay.
Had some clingers and some stalkers.
Yeah. I had a
stage five clinger.
We had some clingers, which were awesome. But
not going to happen. So bottom line here is, if you were a betting man and you were going to Vegas, you wouldn't bet that you're getting married. It's not going to happen.
I wouldn't bet. Well, I don't know about getting married. I wouldn't bet that I'm getting married to somebody I love. I might still get married just to get married because I said I was going to get married. So
don't do that.
Then have
He'll do it.
We just talked about statistics on marriages that don't work. Anything. You know what? Don't get married.
Some women are going, that's a
just
man of his word
married.
Right there.
No,
thank you.
He's going to get married because he said he was going to.
No, you're just
going
to get it annulled.
No, I mean, I might get married because I said I was going to get married on the 17th. One, I'll follow through. And two, I'll have a divorce, which will make me better than not having a divorce.
And a great story.
And a great story.
And so, it might work.
So of the potential women listening right now, they already know that, yeah, you're going to marry them just because you said you would.
Oh, no. It's love.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. It's about love. But you Joel. Know,
those two women or whatever it is that are still in the running are thinking, you know what, if I could just get them to marry me, I know I can change them. I know I can make this work.
Just give it a chance. Just give it a chance.
All right, so there's your update. You guys have been emailing now for a couple of weeks. It is what it is right now. It doesn't look like there's anybody that he's very excited about marrying, but the marriage still may be on just because he told everybody he would do it. That's it. That's it.
Seems like there's something else. Is there something else?
No, that's it. It's just kind of laying there. That's just it.
The Bird Show.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait. Lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.